Coulter, hey Commander. Start commanding. By Ann Coulter on February 6, 2019. It's great that members of Congress have located specific legislative language permitting the president to build a border wall. But I'm wondering, has anybody read the Constitution? It says, the president shall be commander-in-chief of the Army and Navy of the United States and of the militia of the several states, when called into the actual service of the United States. The president shall take care that the laws be faithfully executed. With millions of foreigners illegally pouring across our border, it sure looks like the laws are not being faithfully executed. I wonder if the commander-in-chief has any authority to stop it. The Constitution was expressly designed to make it difficult to do what our military does all the time. Fight wars around the globe, and easy to do what our military never does, defend our own country. Congress was given power to declare war, but not to make war. For the precise purpose of stalling the march to war. It was a selling point that the legislative branch takes forever to do anything. But we had a country to protect, so the Constitution gave the energetic, fast-moving president the authority to deploy the military defensively. As Duke University constitutional law professor H. Jefferson Powell put it in his 2002 book, The President's Authority Over Foreign Affairs, the president has a constitutional responsibility, independent of any act of Congress, to preserve the physical safety of the United States against foreign threat. Tens of millions of Latin Americans has not changed the character of our country. The safety of our people and the economic prospects of so many of our fellow countrymen? The conditions on the ground in Vichy France were less altered by war than the conditions on the ground in America today, compared with America circa 1980. By the way, what, precisely, is the military purpose of building schools in Djibouti? How about building walls, schools, bridges, hospitals, roads and water purification systems in places like Vietnam and Iraq? Our military did that. The U.S. Navy Seabees and Army Corps of Engineers have built all kinds of non-military infrastructure in, among other places, Djibouti, Vietnam, Iraq, Afghanistan, the Philippines, Bangladesh, Somalia, the Congo, Cambodia and Grenada, even in Little Micronesia, population, 100,000. A couple of years ago, an American sailor who had just helped build a school in Ban Nung Muang, Thailand, was proudly quoted in CB magazine, "My recruiter told me to join the Seabees." He said they built schools in foreign countries for kids. The U.S. military does these things in other countries but, we're told, can't build a wall in our own. At this point, our only hope may be for the border states to secede from the Union and form their own nation, so that we can send troops to build them a wall. They could call their new country "You Must Go Back, Kistan." Democrats and the media, and 90% of Republicans, believe the president has the authority to use the military to build walls, schools, hospitals and water purification systems, anywhere but here. They believe the president has the authority to bomb innocent Syrians because Ivanka cried. The one thing they say the commander-in-chief cannot do is deploy the military in defense of the United States of America. Mr. President, break ground today. Copyright 2019 ANN Coulter.